I'll do what to that. You may feel assured that I would be very glad for him to do it. I think he's equipped. I'd be very glad to do it if I were president. I think it's good judgment. I think it's a good appointment. I think he would be well advised in his position, because he's regarded somewhat like I am by the press and the same people that are my enemies are his enemies. Although he has Republican friends that are my enemies, the press feels the same way. If I were him, I would keep as many career people as I could that are good, and then I would have a few folks like this that would be nonpartisan, and then I'd get me some awfully loyal friends in my key places: state, defense, health, education, labor. All of those are keys to him. Treasury, you got to have a great financial man, but he doesn't need to be a political man or a loyal friend. Joe Fowler does an awfully good job for us, and you helped him more than anybody else. But the things that I would keep the man in Veterans Administration. It's a strictly technical job, and all the veterans love him. I don't know where he came from, but they recommended me, and I kept him. I never had one bit of trouble. Yeah. The man in GSA is one of the best men in the country, and he does just what the president tells him, but he's a married man. I don't know where he came from. His name's not. The two or three things like that, I would make a big play.
Right.
That I'm going to Hoover. If Hoover wants to stay on, I'd keep him. If I didn't, I'd put Deke DeLoach in. Hoover's pretty up in years, and I don't know how Nixon feels about it. CIA, I'd certainly keep him. I don't know this man. He just came. He was a married man. He's going to keep him. He's going to keep him. What you going to do about Hoover?
He doesn't know. He'd like to keep him, but he says that he's not well.
Yeah.
And he says he's got a palsy or something.
Yeah, yes, he has a problem.
Yes,
he has. But Deke DeLoach is awfully effective. He's a good Georgia boy, and he runs it now. He runs the show now every day. Do you know him?
Yeah, I know him. He's a hell of a man. All right, well, I'll appreciate that, and I'll pass this on to him.
Who are his close friends, George?
Nixon?
Yeah.
Of course, the closest friend he got in world TV, far and away.
What did you sell in your house?
Huh? I'm gonna have to. Sit down. What you do is better. The guy says, look, I want your house, I'll give you profit. You just can't sit there and say, no, goddammit, I wanna live here myself. And I said, I'll rent it to you. No. He said, I'm gonna invest $100,000 in the house, but it is a sorry house. He said, I wanna really fix it up nice. So I said, well, I'll do it for you. Won't cost anything. I'll be making some money, and I'd love to know. He said, you'll be criticized. He's more than going to be criticized anyway, and Pat just wants to own the house. Say, we'll give you the lots we got over there in exchange. We got two good lots. We'll give you those two for this one house. Well, you know, pretty soon they made me feel like I was a little stink bomb thrower at an afternoon tea party. So I said, no, I'll tell you what you do. Can you give me a villa over to keep this Kane Hotel? And we'll work on that. So Nixon said, goddamn right. So he called them up and asked them to provide me with a villa at a reasonable price. So there wasn't much else for me to do. And I'm going to sell it to him. I don't want to, but I guess I got to. I told him, I said, hell, you mean more than tea. We all got investments over here. It's a nice place. Your publicity is just great. You mean a great deal in Florida, and we need you. If I was the guy that sent you to Palm Springs to spend those vacations, I'd be the biggest son of a bitch in the world in Florida. And you've just got me in a position where I can't do anything but say no, but say yes. So that's just what they did. Finally finalized.
Well, that's good. get your lots, or are you going to just live in the hotel?
Well, what I'm going to do, he's going to pay me $125,000 for the house. And I paid $110,000. I've only had it a year. Don't have to pay it to me. But they're going to get me the... I don't want the lots. He's got two nice lots. But I don't want the lots. They're going to take the house down the street. It's really beautiful. Now, it doesn't have quite the view being the ass, but it's just beautiful. Bar and a big study and three bedrooms and a big bath. It's just beautiful. And they got $250,000 in that house. I know that. And I can buy that for $150,000. What I'm thinking is, if Rosemary makes up with me, which I hope she does, why, I'll just go ahead and buy that house, which is just down the street, about five houses.
So, are you having trouble, Rosemary?
Well, yeah, she got mad at me, you know, some son of a big friend of mine, and I think it was old Bill Thomas, got drunk one night, and started talking to her about towards some girl. Now, I swear to Christ, that set off a whole series of things. She got offended, and she told me she wanted me to move out. I told her, if you make a mistake, don't do this. Whatever it is you've heard, I'm going to tell you it's not true. And secondly, we're getting time in life where really we sort of need each other more.
You sure do, George.
And she said, no, said, I just think we need to be apart from each other. That is apart now for about 5 months. But I think we're going to get together again Christmas holidays. Boy, it's working hard to expect the rest. I think.
Wished I could do something.
Well, there really isn't much to do. She's funny, you know.
She wouldn't come if we invited y'all to dinner or something, would she?
She just wouldn't come. Y'all invited us twice. Just fine. I'm coming over there by myself.
Well, please let me know, because I love you and I love her.
I just
want to do anything. Now, what should I do on this other tip?
I think if you'd call Humphrey, he's going to Minnesota, coming back in the morning, but if you'd just say to him, you want to visit him, I heard that he was going to make him told him, you know, to this appointment. I hadn't heard anything about it, but I think, frankly, you ought to do it. Give him the reason why. Truthfully, I think I don't think the Democrats should be left out of this piece. See, and I'm hoping to God, as you are, and praying that it's going to be accomplished before the 20th. And,
no, it's not going to be. They're holding up. They're not going to. You're long, long ways away from that. Next president can work it out some way, but I don't believe we can. We're going to sure try. But I will do just exactly what you asked, my friend, and I'll be in touch with you. And first time that you're down here, let me know.
I appreciate it.
Let me know anything else. Let me know anybody else you want me to talk to. And I'm working on this other thing that we'll get together on.
Okay, you bye. Tell someday when Joe finally gets back, you say, Joe, I understand Mather's trying to get you one little favor, but you promise me you just, I don't know what it is, I don't want to know, but if you can help him, go ahead.
I sure will. He likes you. He's awfully complimentary.
Yeah, what I like, what I'm asking is not all in reasonable, but not something in this way, but don't get me into your effect. Up, and then it's hard to overrule it. And this is just what old Joe's finding out. He's got to overrule some of your stuff. He said, won't do it. I don't blame him, frankly.
Thank you, George.
All right, sir.